to minimum whatever it takes. I mean, it's a kaya ko yun. Ganun naman yan eh. Parang gamot yan eh. Ang antibiotics, hindi pwedeng bitin. Ang antibiotics, kailangan kumpleto ang dosage.
Okay, in follow-up to that question, to that answer, sir, let's say...
By the way, having said this, please do not think the problem in Mindanao can be solved immediately. You will improve the peace and order, but the problem of Mindanao is something that is far more serious. You cannot remove the religious aspect of it. So, hindi ako nagsasabi na, look, for several hundred years, that problem has been there. It is not going to be solved. You cannot solve it in 6 years. Parang diabetes yan eh. Minamanage mo lang yan. Minamanage mo yan. So that there will not be any bloodshed, so that the living conditions will improve, so that there will be less away. But the problem will take a long time to solve. Pero at least, yung mga tao hindi naghihirap habang inihintay natin yan.
So you say that nakatulad yung dosage. Let's say 6 years hindi nakatulad yung dosage. Will you fight for, let's say, governor or congressman or
eh, kung di mo na nagawa as president, eh, magagawa pa ba as congressman? I mean, by the way, to be fair about it, I am not guaranteeing anything. I'm just saying, on the basis of what I have done, I have the highest probability of success. But even I cannot guarantee 100%.
So you're basing on your track record?
Namubula ako pa siya na for sure. I cannot say that. Yeah, I'm just saying that on the basis of my track record.
Right.
Pero, and talagang gagawin ko naman magagawa ko. Pero, hindi mo masasabi 100%.
In follow-up to that, under what circumstances will you file martial law?
Alam mo, yung martial law naman, dalawa lang yan, rebellion, invasion. Eh. Wala naman mag-invade sa atin eh. Eh, sala ka ng problema natin. Sinong bansa ang gusto magka-problema natin? Kung pipili sila na i-invade, hindi na siguro tayo. So, wala naman rebellion on the other hand, if kung may rebellion. But massacre is not a rebellion. Massacre, maski marami na matay, is not rebellion. Iba yan eh. Ang rebellion is an attempt to overthrow the government.
So, not murder?
Murder, by the way, ayaw natin yan. Pero, hindi yan kailangan martial law. That is simply a police problem.
So, what could you have done if it were you?
Pwede mo naman gawin yung ginawa ng wala martial law. Sa tingin ko, yung martial law na deklarasyon is a test. And in fact, ang problema ko doon sa ganun, my problem with the declaration of martial law is that we may have established a precedent that is very dangerous. Paliwanag ng Constitution dyan, invasion or rebellion. Now, massacre. Nasama na. Wala sa Constitution yung massacre. Rebellion lang or invasion. But now, it has happened. Nangyari na. Wala namang umangal. Therefore, may precedent na that may be used eventually. Ngayon naman, sa stage ng aking buhay, nakikita mo na ngayon to sa bilang isang public servant. Na, kasi ako gusto ko parati yung to do something that has never been done before and to do something na napakalaki ng epekto. Kaya nga, I set a target of, nung bata ako, gusto ko mag-plant a million trees, I've done it. Nung bata ako, nung masisimula ako sa housing, I said, gusto ko magtanim ng 100,000 home to be the Filipinos built the most number of homes. That was my dream ng araw. Nakamtam ko naman yon. Pero ito naman dream na being the man who will turn this country around, save us from poverty. It is something na hindi mo mapipresyuhan. Ito isang bagay na worth it eh. Hindi mo pwedeng lagyan ng price tag yan. Pagka ikaw yung kunyari patay ka na at ma-remember ka na yan yung tao na nag-turn around ng bansa na nag-alis sa atin sa kahirapan. It's something na palagay ko. Eh, kumbaga sa painting, hindi priceless yan.
So the return on investment is your psychic feeling of
at a certain something. At a certain point, hindi na yan sa, hindi na sa pera yan.
Hindi na pera.
In fact, long, matagal na yan. Tatlo. Si Paolo, si Mark, at si Camille. Isang babae lang. Dalawang, medyo may gap ng konti. Magkadikit yung dalawang lalaki pa si Camille.
How old are they?
30 plus na silang dalawa. And 24, 25 si Camille. Okay na rin. Maganda, very close eh. In fact, since the first Christmas namin pamilya nung lumabas si Paolo, hindi pa kami naghihiwalay ng Christmas and New Year. For more than 30 years. Hindi pa kami naghihiwalay as a family. In fact, this Christmas and New Year, sama-sama na naman kami nalabas ka. Every year. Christmas and New Year.
Anyway, there's a question also being asked. Why were you not at the presidential debate?
Well, I'm always there. I was there is ANC, local government, di ba?
So,
I was there sa, hindi naman lahat sasalihan ko. Kasi alam mo, ang problema kasi naman, okay naman, sumasali naman ako pag gusto ko. Kaya lang, I cannot say na I would join. Gusto ko, one of one lang. Ang gusto ko kasi, ang dami-dami namin eh.
That's true.
That's one. Parang how can you in 2 minutes,
that's true. You can just show
convince people that, parang kami tinatanong ano yung gagawin namin. Whatever happened to what we have done in the past.
Pero
hindi ba mas importante naman yung, sabi ko nga, magtatanungin mo lang yung gagawin. Abay, di, napakaraming tao naman ang maganda yung sasabihin. Pero doon nakakahiwalay na ito. At magiging basihan mo, kung kaya mo yan, yung nagawa mo sa paraan. So the question is, ano lang, sabi ko nga, yung, tinanong ako, isang parang forum, kung ikaw yung driver ng bus, saan mo dadali ng bansa? Ayaw, eh kailangan, tignan mo muna kung marunong mag-drive yung driver.
Kailangan,
hindi naman pwede siya mag-drive, ang masasabihin siya yung driver. Hindi pa ako marunong mag-drive, pero yung tatay ko marunong mag-drive.
Hindi
siguro pwede yun.
In that forum, they, although it was limited time, it showed their ability to deliver and they like that, like, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay naman din yun. Sabi ko, I joined. It's not that I did not join. Mm-hmm. I did not join everything.
You'll be joining the next
You did not watch the others eh. Hindi ka siguro nanood. I was there sa ANC. I was there sa 7.
Sa Ondoy? Ah, so yeah, I was there in the ano.
Sa 7. Sana 7. Tapos sa local governments.
Right. But that one kasi ang dami nila.
But you know, I was right eh. Noong unang iniimbitahin ako niyan, sabi ko, magdi-debate tayo, 18 kami. Can we not at least wait? You know what happened? Lahat nung nandun, wala na. See, I was there in the TV station. See, I was right. In other words, lahat ng mga originally na-invite, I'm no longer running for president.
Right. That was before.
That was my point.
But that was after kasi the filing. So, they were not sure of the candidates. And it increased the ratings for some.
Yeah,
in
maybe.
That case, so, will you be attending the future forums?
Yeah, pero...
just to show how you... You know,
okay naman, that's why ako,
limited talaga yung
ako
time
sa tingin ko, dapat parang sa stage one-on-one, no holds barred,
that's true.
No limit, where you can really show what you have done, what you will do. Mahirap yung 1 minute, nagiging showbiz eh. Kung ano, parang sa akin, it's not fair, the people deserve more. I say one-on-one.
That's the advantage of the technology now, like what
we can,
doing now.
Yes. We can
but I have no problem, I'm attending, I'm just saying that. After a while, it becomes a showbiz na eh. Parang pagandahan ng ano, parang Miss Universe na goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. I mean,
which is true, you know?
The problem of the country is very serious. I mean, this has got to be discussed. But like this, extensively like
very,
this.
Yeah.
Where you will have to detail, because then you can really assess, does this guy know what he's talking about? Or motherhood statements lang ito. Dapat kaya mo ipursu eh. Pag sinabi mo ang agricultural dito, tutulungan natin yan. Then you must be able to give detail exactly how you're gonna do it.
Jane, is there other questions online?
There is one.
What specific
measures would you undertake to address the issue of political diversity?
Well, there is no law on this. That is the problem. Walang batas dyan. Kaya dapat may batas mo na, because otherwise, how can you implement something na where there's no law that governs it? It was put in the Constitution as a general, ano, pero walang law na napasa dyan. Kaya ngayon, hindi mo masasabing a law is being violated.